Live on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
I just want to say hello to the girls, Kirsty and Brittany. How are you doing?
Hiya.
Brilliant stuff.
We're all good.
Do you want to introduce yourself first? I'm going to start off with you, Britt.
So I'm Brittany and I'm one half of K&B Design.
I'm Kirsty and I'm the other half.
Excellent stuff. Well, we'll be talking to you in about 10 minutes. We've got our guests in. Do you want to say hello again? If we start with you, Brittany.
Hello.
Yeah. Guess.
Hi, how are you?
All good now you're here. Thurrock and Brentwood Mind. I saw something online and there was this huge mural that you'd done for Thurrock and Brentwood Mind. Can you tell us how that sort of came about?
Yeah, so this project was actually a bit of a passion project. It was something we wanted to do. We hadn't done a mural in our local area for a little while, so we just came up with the idea. Mental Health Awareness Week seemed to be a good occasion to do it for, and we went from there.
It's not an easy thing to kind of do. I mean, it's a huge area right now. When people think of like artists and they think of people that are doing murals and things like that, they think of like canvases and people sitting in studios and doing something like that. So how, well, first of all, how did you both meet?
So we met at primary school, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yes, we've been friends since we're about 8 or 9. But yeah, we went to uni together as well. We did graphic design and then we graduated in the pandemic. So it was a bit tough for us, like getting started, like with jobs and stuff. So we kind of thought, oh, let's just go. Like, we already did one little job of doing a mural. We really loved it, but we never thought anything of it. But then we thought, oh, let's just go for it and try and get as much work as we can. And then we was doing it alongside our part-time jobs. But then, yeah, we were like, oh, let's go full-time now and just go for it as much, like, as well as we could.
Yeah, so do you do stuff on Canva still? Or is it still just all the big stuff? Because it's even sort of, I saw it on containers as well. You've been doing all your artwork on containers. It's amazing stuff.
Yeah, so, just big stuff, really.
So yeah. We've started to dabble in some canvases, but just sort of as experiments.
Yeah.
We tend to steer away from them. We like the bigger stuff.
Stuff, yeah. So you ended up working with Thurrock and Brentwood Mind. And where is that, the piece that you've actually done on that wall? Because I have put a picture up on Insta, if anyone wants to look on our Instagram. I've put a picture up there on Phoenix FM so you can have a little look. But where is it, where people can find it?
It's in Chadwell St Mary, at the Cross Keys Junction. There's a Masonic Hall, and we've done it on one of the small walls. It was previously a pub, so but now it's not.
Yeah. That's got a lovely piece of artwork on it as well. Yeah, yeah. Because you do it for a lot of companies. I mean, obviously, we won't mention the companies, but you do it for a lot of big companies as well now. So it's a niche that you've found that's just sort of flying, right?
Yeah, there's lots of different places, areas that need artwork, and it really helps to engage customers, and everyone like really enjoys watching us paint it as well, and then the final result.
Yeah, because it's really good for the community as well, right? Because you do offices and things like that as well, but actually doing something for out in the community, like you say, an old wall there that wasn't being used enough from an old pub is now something to actually help raise awareness as well for something that's really important at the moment. Yeah,
exactly. It's always a lot more meaningful when you know more people are going to see it than if it was in an office or a shop.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And are you local girls? I didn't ask.
Yeah, we're from Grays. So
Grays girls. Oh, that makes, it's all coming together now. Now I understand it. Thought I recognised the accent as well. Well, do you know what? I'm going to play See at Chandelier and we'll come back and have a chat with you again in a second.
Great.
All right?
Yeah.
Good stuff. Party girl. Now, we are still here with Brittany and Kirsty. How are you doing?
Yes, all good.
Still comfortable, still okay. Yes. Yeah. Well, you didn't have to travel far being Grays girls, right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
So, listen, I can't believe I didn't ask, but how did you end up working with Thurrock and Brentwood Mind?
So, we went to them with the idea for the project. It was Mental Health Awareness Week last week, so we wanted to have the mural up and ready for it. We went to them. but we worked with them in the past for a project in Grays Beach. We did like a nature pollinator mural, and some of the volunteers from Mind came and helped us with that. So we really wanted to work with them again.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. So you are literally providing art for the community, and the community are becoming a part of the art as well at the same time. That was actually quite profound for me, to be fair. Yeah. But no, but seriously, yeah, that is kind exactly. of what you're doing. And that's important to you being Grey's Girls as well, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And Mind have been really supportive as well through the projects. They kind of let us get on with it to a certain extent. But yeah, they give us the support that we need, and then we had a donation box in return, and a donation link on our website for any donations to be made to them.
That's amazing. And what you're doing as well, you actually help to spread awareness as well about mental health illness as well, because there's so many sort of things where people have like misconceptions as well about what's going on, you know, it's about breaking down the barriers really. So like, a lot of people think that people with mental health issues are violent and unpredictable, where actually the fact is that we're people with mental illness are more likely to be victims of violence as well. So you, by actually doing that mural, has brought you here, and that's what we're talking about as well. And see, so it all makes a difference.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We wanted to highlight that it is okay to not be 100% all of the time, and that it's normal to feel down and feel lost sometimes.
Yeah, we wanted to create an uplifting piece as well. We didn't want it to be all doom and gloom. So yeah.
Yeah, so what was your process anyway of actually sort of like, because it's a huge, if you could see it, it's literally a huge wall. So what was your process of doing this?
So we always design digitally to begin with. So we illustrate normally on our iPads and get the design that way. Once we come to a final design, then we'll sketch it on the wall. Sometimes we use a projector, but obviously if we're outside, that's not really viable. Yeah. So we sketched it all out with chalk, and then get a base coat on, and then we just start filling it in colour by colour and adding in the small details last.
So do you have different tasks, or is it both completely joint in what you do? Or have you one of you's got to be better at something and not so others? There's always something like that. That's how it always works, right, as a duo. Ooh. No, that's just me.
I'm not sure. We both do a bit of everything.
Equal, yeah.
Oh, it's amazing.
Certain projects.
Who buys the paint then? Come on, who goes and gets the paint?
Both of us.
You both do.
But on certain projects, one person will take the lead on the design.
Sure.
Just so we're not sort of in each other's way or anything like that. So for this particular project, Brittany done the design, and then we both paint it.
Oh, it's amazing stuff. Yeah, so you obviously get on. Known each other since, you was literally at primary school.
Yeah.
That's a huge thing, yeah. So listen, where can people get hold of you?
So our website is kbdesign.uk.
Yeah.
And our Instagram is @KirstenBritt. And then I believe our Facebook page is KMB Design as well.
And can people hire you if they want to? I mean, there's loads of people out there that might have their own businesses and things like that. Think, oh, I wouldn't mind having a mural. I've got a horrible wall outside. It looks awful. I'd like to have something done. Can people sort of hire you for that sort of stuff as well? Or is it you go looking?
No,
of course,
definitely.
Yeah, we take commissions a lot, like sign writing as well, and chalkboards. Oh, wow. Quite a lot of different stuff.
Chalkboards, you do all that as well? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's not a wall too big or too small for us. We take them all.
Yeah. Are you Banksy? Is that what it is? Do you know?
Something like that.
Yeah. I know. I thought I recognised the handwriting. Yeah. But listen, Kirsty and Brittany, thanks so much for coming along. And if you want to have a look as well at Thurrock and Brentwood Mind.org.uk, if you're a little bit down, if whatever, there's always people around that can help as well. And there are people like Brittany and like Kirsty out there making the high streets and all the other streets looking pretty and helping with awareness.
Yes.
So listen, thanks ever so much. You'll have to come back again.
Definitely.
Next time, maybe a little bit longer. It'd be lovely if you could do a mural here. You'll have to have a word with the boss. Yes, but thanks again, girls. Thanks ever so much for coming along.
Thank you for having us.
Brilliant stuff. And I asked if you wanted a request. And what was it, Brittany?
Oh, Mumford & Sons, The Cave.
Here we go. Cheers.
See ya.